Hi, this is Adam Carver recording this audioboo on Monday the 30th of January 2012, and I want to entitle this audioboo Chinese Bamboo. The Chinese bamboo tree is really, really interesting. It's different from most trees, and it doesn't grow in the usual fashion. Most trees grow steadily over a period of years, and you see time and time again a little sprout and then a branch, and generally it goes up. The Chinese bamboo tree, though, doesn't do anything like that. In fact, if you plant a Chinese bamboo tree in the ground, you will see nothing for the first 4 years. Zilch. Zero. Nothing will have happened with it that you can see. And then, in the fifth year, something amazing happens. In the fifth year, it begins to grow at an astonishing rate. In fact, in a period of just 5 weeks, a Chinese bamboo tree can grow to a height of 90 feet. It's almost as though you could see it growing before your eyes. In fact, it's said that a Chinese bamboo tree can grow 3 feet in just 24 hours. But just think what it takes to see that tree produce. Most of us wouldn't be happy to wait 5 days, and certainly not 5 weeks, to see something sprout after we'd watered it. Once we'd put a seed in the ground, we would like to see fruit, we'd like to see a result, we'd like to see something happen. But if you want to successfully grow a Chinese bamboo tree, you need incredible patience and incredible faith that what's in there, that the DNA, the genetics of the plant are going to actually come forth at some point. It still needs watering, it still needs fertilizing, it still needs care, but there is nothing outwardly that you can see. Of course, this has huge things that it can teach us. How many times, particularly in our culture, do we want things to happen fast and now? How many times do we want to sow and reap immediately? And yet even the seasons in the earth show us that reaping and sowing do not come immediately. It takes at least 4 or 5 months to reap a harvest in the natural. And if you want to reap a harvest with a Chinese bamboo tree, it'll take you 5 years whilst nothing goes on. It takes incredible faith and patience and perseverance to believe that this thing is going to grow. But when it does, the joy is incredible. The joy is superb as you see this thing. Literally, you'll go to bed and wake up in the morning, it will be 3 foot taller than it was when you left it. Now that's exciting. Of course, the thought for us that we would wait that long is probably a long, long way away from our minds. Within days or weeks of the initial planting, we become discouraged and begin to second-guess ourselves. Sometimes, in our doubt, we think we should dig up our seed and plant it somewhere else, perhaps in more fertile soil. Or perhaps we water the ground for a time, but then we become quickly discouraged and wonder if it's worth the effort, and then go, oh, well, perhaps I should have grown this sort of tree, or that sort of tree, or the other sort of tree. So the question is, what have you planted? What seed have you planted? And are you faithfully watering it? Are you faithfully tending to it? Are you faithfully taking care of it? Because if it's a God seed and you know that it's a God seed that you have planted, then it will bear fruit because God is faithful to his word. Of course, that's the first thing. When you plant a Chinese bamboo tree, as long as you know you've got one, then you know it's a Chinese bamboo tree. So you know it's going to take lots of care and looking after, and then it's going to produce fruit. So the first thing with your seed is you've got to know it's a God seed that you've sown. And if it is, then persevere, because God will be faithful to his word. If you've planted something, an idea, a dream, a vision, then patience and perseverance and faith are required to see that come forth. It's happened so many times in the past. Henry Ford went through 5 business failures before he finally succeeded with the Ford Motor Company. Richard Hooker, who was the author of MASH, which became a runaway bestseller, spawning a movie and one of the longest running television series of all time, tried for 7 years and went through 21 rejections by publishers before somebody took it on. If you've got a dream, if you've got a vision, if you've got something inside of you and you know it's a God seed, then persevere. Keep faith, keep watering, keep planting, and at some point in the future, it will burst into life like you perhaps never even expected. God bless.